Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City head football coach Chad Moore. And the Indians traveled over to Clarion last night to take on Clarion Goldfield Dawes. And Forest City got the football right away. Coach, you guys started moving it. Clarion finds themselves in good field position after a turnover. They punch it in. And right then, maybe a little worrisome, but after that, I think you got to feel pretty good about the way your defense was playing, played really well. It's a good game going into halftime, and then Clarion able to get another turnover on a tip ball, and from there, able to control the second half and defeat you 28-6 last night, Coach.
Yeah, you know, I felt like there were some strides moving forward from the Spirit Lake week. You know, we had a much better week of preparation and had more focus and buy-in from our guys throughout the week. You know, I thought that kind of showed when we came out there, got the ball, were driving it pretty good, and then kind of had an unforced error there that unfortunately they capitalized on to credit of Clarion and put that in and put us down. But then we came back and, you know, responded. I felt like, you know, our offensive line did a much better job. Andy Olson ran the ball, had a nice night offensively with 12 carries and 65 yards. And he put together a nice drive there, and you answer that, and it's 7-6 most of the way. They punch in one late again. And then, you know, we were driving again to kind of get it to tie it up. And another unforced error right on the 1 yard line, throw an interception again, and, you know, put our defense out there, and they put together a 99 yard drive to kind of seal it. We just couldn't get them off the field, and they converted over some third downs there. And, you know, that was a great drive on their part defensively. Something where we got to step up, but we had some guys play some really nice defense. I felt like, you know, again, Kellen Moore, with 14 tackles, and Sam Clawson 7 tackles. They had 40% of our defensive tackles between those two guys. So, you know, those two guys are flying around making plays. Kellen also had an INT. So we just got to do a better job up front to get some manageable situations in those conversions, get them in some third and long situations, second and long, instead of those manageable situations where they're converting them over all the time. And to get that defense off the field a little bit more. You know, again, on offense, I felt like we had a couple drives that showed some promise. Our O-line definitely made some improvements over the last week from Spirit Lake, but we've got to find some consistency. One drive, we're pretty good, and, you know, we're moving the football and able to run it, and then the next drive, we're not. So a little bit of that comes with our depth. That we're missing in those areas, and some guys get tired because our defense is on the field all the time, and we just don't have the bodies in there, and those guys are taking a lot of snaps on both sides. And a little bit of it is just we just got to do a little bit better job and be a little bit more consistent and continue to be physical. But we definitely made some strides moving forward, but, you know, to Clarion's credit, they took advantage and capitalized on some of our unforced errors and made hay with it.
Coach, let's go back to the beginning of that game. You know, we kind of touched on it, but they rip off that 15-yard run for the touchdown and the quarterback, Preston Gardner. And at that point, it's kind of like, uh-oh, here we go again, as you kind of alluded to last week. And we talked about on the broadcast that he kind of had his way last year. But I thought your team – from my perspective, I thought the team did really good on trying to control him. I mean, he had a couple of decent long runs, but it wasn't a 64-yard touchdown run or a 70-yard touchdown run throughout the night at all.
No, you know, obviously that's one of our goals each week. You know, we try and, you know, keep our tackling percentage up, and we obviously don't want to give offenses big plays, and obviously number 12 was our focus. I mean, their offense runs through him 100%, and we just had to be good tacklers with him and try and take his cut back away. I think for the most part, we did a pretty good job up to this point. He was getting a lot of those just pounding runs, and then he would get the cut back on people flowing over the top too hard. I thought we did a decent job with that. Again, I think we did a little bit better job than the week before up front. But our inconsistency it just gets us at times, and you know, we get in some situations where some of our young guys are still trying to figure out how to get off some blocks and how to react to some blocks. You know, that Clarion team's a veteran team. Those are most of the guys that, you know, last year we played here. They returned most of those starters. So they had a very experienced football team coming back. And, you know, they do a great job in the line. They're well coached and they don't miss many assignments. And we struggled to get off a couple blocks, and they really take advantage of the angles they get. But for the most part, I felt like we did a decent job of managing that in there outside of, you know, those couple drives of keeping the big play cut down, which helped us stay around for a while. But, you know, I think we can – I guess my expectation was to probably shut him down a little bit more than we even did and get the ball back. And it really just comes down to, you know, we got to get all three phases clicking. Managing the field position with our special teams and getting in decent spots there. Our offense has got we had 17 minutes of time of possession versus their 30, and the stat that comes back is our third down conversions. We're not getting in manageable situations on third down, and we just got to do a better job of that and start converting over some of those third down situations so we can keep those chains plugging away. And obviously, you know, turnovers, we're only negative one, but, you know, the two that we created, they capitalized and scored off both of them. So we've got to, you know, obviously live to play another down, move the chains, and just keep managing the game like that and keep our defense off. Again, with not much depth in our offense and defensive lines, being a little shorthanded there, those guys get pretty tired. And then at some point, you know, it gets to be a battle, and you start to lose a little bit because of the rotations the other schools have, and they get some guys that are fresh, and then they start getting some movement, and that causes some problems for everybody. But we'll keep battling again, and, you know, we've got to try and focus and have that same kind of week of preparation this next week coming in, and I think we'll continue to make strides if we can keep making those kinds of you know, we keep having those kinds of weeks prep.
And, Coach, next week you guys will open up district play for the first time as you guys will take on Crestwood team coming to town, a team that's had a good start to the season, playing against some big schools and some pretty good football teams to start the year. They're going to come to town 2-1 on the season after their victory last night, and homecoming here in Forest City this week. So, Coach, what are you looking for out of Crestwood?
You know, a typical Crestwood football team. First of all, they return a lot of the guys that they had last year. We had a good football game with them over there. It was kind of one of those situations where we had a turnover late. They capitalized on, beat us by a score. They got most of those guys back. They're very physical. Their quarterback is probably a very similar situation to what we just faced with the Clarion quarterback. They run the football. The offense runs through him. They're going to line up. They've got, you know, a 6'5", 245-pound tight end, nice-looking kid that's very physical, and they got some big physical linemen. Quick little scat back in the back with the quarterback that runs the ball, and they're not going to make any bones about what they're going to do. They're going to line up in some crazy formations. I mean, there's some times where they'll have eight guys to one side of the football, and they're not making any bones about it. The quarterback's going to run right there, and if you don't stop it, you're going to get a steady dose of it. And that's just what they're going to do. So defensively, we're going to have to, you know, make sure that we're not getting manhandled up front, and we can get that stopped. That'll be the very first key to the whole thing. We just can't let them push us around up front and let that quarterback run wild, you know. And then again, on the other side, offensively, we've got to be able to run the ball, possess it some time, keep it out of their hands offensively. They have played a really tough schedule to start with. You know, their only loss is to a dominant, really good Waverly football team that's got some really good players on it. So, you know, and otherwise they put up a decent amount of points. And I haven't seen the game from last night, but I've watched the previous two. And, you know, they don't make too many bones about how they're going to do it. They're going to just run it right at you. So, That's what we got to be prepared for. And then, you know, we got to be mentally locked in. Having homecoming on the first night of our district, you know, this is where the season really starts. We got a 5-game season right now. And like I told the guys last night, the preseason's kind of over. We've kind of found out where we are at through these 3 games. And, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent, they didn't really make that big a difference when you're looking at a playoff run and getting to be qualified. So this is where it really starts, and this is where, you know, they count for the playoffs. And we've got a home game, and it's going to be a difficult one. And then you start with the challenge of homecoming. And so we got to get our guys locked in and get our priorities straight as what we want to try and do here this week and what we want to accomplish in the next 5 weeks. But when we play here at home, we really got to be ready for that. So that's going to be our focus, and we're going to continue to have a focus like that. We know we got a huge challenge in front of us. Cresco's probably, it's pretty even district, and I would say everybody in the district's got a shot. It just depends on what side of the fence you fall on, and on those any given night, somebody could take somebody else out on that. So we're really hoping, we can get everything in line, and I think we came back healthy, so that's a good start for us on the week, and we'll continue to prepare and be ready for them. But we got a big challenge ahead of us.
And Coach, kind of give you the floor for a moment. I know you want to say something back to the people of Clarion following the tragedy you found out last night following the game.
I don't know how many people from Clarion, but I just wanted to let them know that our players and coaches and our thoughts and prayers are with them after the tragedy that they had last night, and really thinking about them. And I know that's a tough situation, and really puts the game of football into perspective when you have situations like that happen. So just want to let them know that we're thinking about them, and hopefully they can get through that situation as they move forward. But again, thanks, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, and Coach, and we'll second that from us here as well. And thanks so much for taking some time with us and talking with us this morning.
All right, thanks, Z.
That was Forest City Head Football Coach Chad Moore.